KQED.
This morning, Governor Jerry Brown is expected to announce plans for a massive project in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. The multi-billion dollar proposal is designed to address long simmering disputes over who gets how much water and at what cost to the Delta's ecosystem. But as Lauren Summer reports, this proposal looks an awful lot like the one California voters struck down about 30 years ago.
Not many Californians can even find the Delta on a map, but water from this small inland estuary just east of San Francisco Bay goes a very long way in this state.
The supplies reach about 25 million Californians in Silicon Valley all the way down to San Diego and throughout the Central Valley.
It's water that farmers and cities have come to rely on. But Carla Namath of California's Natural Resources Agency says pumping it out of the Delta has come with some major ecological problems. Fish like Chinook salmon and Delta smelt have declined dramatically over the last decade. So the state is proposing what's known as the peripheral tunnel, a massive infrastructure project that would take water from farther upstream of the Delta. Supporters say that would mean fewer fish being sucked into the giant pumps that send water to Southern California.
It would be the most significant upgrade and modernization of the water projects in decades.
It's the same general idea as a project proposed in 1982, something voters struck down in what was cast as a North-South water war. This time around, the state says it has two equal goals: protect fish and deliver a reliable water supply. The plan includes 65,000 acres of wetland restoration projects. But a few months ago, federal and state wildlife agencies raised a red flag about the tunnel's impact on salmon and smelt.
If the analysis says, well, they're going to do worse under the plan, we're not going to be able to permit it.
Carl Wilcox is with California's Department of Fish and Game.
Consequently, we expect to be seeing a change in the proposed project to respond to those concerns.
That could mean a smaller tunnel that diverts less water, something water agencies that depend on Delta water may oppose, especially since they'd be paying to build it. Jason Peltier of Weston's Water District.
When we go to our policy people and say we should fund this $13 billion project, and no, we don't know how much water we're going to get out of it, that puts us in a pretty precarious place.
But Peltier says they're committed to moving ahead.
To not decide is to decide also, and inaction is unacceptable. I think that's a pretty uniformly felt feeling.
Full details about the project and an environmental review are still months away, but the battle lines are already forming. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.